Mishnayis Baba Mitzia, we're up to Paragimul, Mishnehei. V'chein Shnei Kelim, and the same halach applies if two people give two different utensils to a shomer to watch. Now, Echad Yofa Mana, Reuven gave him a utensil that's only worth $100, V'yechad Yof Elevzuz, and Shimon gave the same shomer to watch a kli that's worth $1,000. Now, when the two come to get their Kelim back, Reuven says, listen, the better kli that's worth $1,000 belongs to me, give it back to me. And Shimon also tells the shomer, listen, I gave you the better kli, give it back to me. So what do we do? What is the shomer supposed to do? So noisen es haktkoton liyachod mehen. The shomer should give the smaller vessel to one of them. Now the better kli that's worth $1,000 is like supposed to sell it, and $100 worth of it, noisen demei koton lasheni. He should give the value of $100, the money of the smaller kli, to the second one. Like for sure, both of them deserve to get at least the value of $100. Fihashah, the rest of the money, how much the kli yofe is worth more than the kli cotton, the rest of the money, the rest of the $900, yehemunachat yofe Eliyahu. The shomer just holds on to it until he finds out for sure to who it belongs to. It's like a marshal hold on to it until Eliyahu Novi comes. Amar Rabbi Yosi says no. In Cain, if so, mahifsud haramai. What does the liar have to lose out? Why shouldn't he lie? You're inviting the other person to lie to say the big one belongs to him. Like he has nothing to lose, he'll get his smaller one anyway. Ella, rather, Rabbi Yosi says, Hakel yehemunach atchiyovi Eliyahu. The shomer is supposed to hold on to both kelim and do not return either one of them, in order that the liar should want to admit he should not go to lie, because of this he loses out. He'll lose out, he won't receive anything. If he admits, at least he'll receive the smaller kli. So that's the knas, Rabbi Yosi says. Mishnevov, Hamafkid Peres Eitzachaveroi. If somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch, he makes a mishomer on his fruits. Afilu hein oivdin. Even if these fruits now, if the week or two later start to spoil, start to rot away, still la'iga behen. The shomer is not supposed to touch it. He's still supposed to hold on to it and just watch it for the owner. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Moichron b'fnei Bezdin, no, the shomer should sell it in front of Bezdin, like get a good price for it. Mifnei shu kemeshav aveda lebailim, because it's like returning a lost object to the owner. In other words, by you just holding on to these fruits, it's going to get spoiled more and more, and eventually be worth nothing. So you're better off selling it right now, and at least holding on to the money to give the money back to the owner. And the Gemara explains what's the reason of the Tanakama. So machlokes, either because we say roitz adam bekav shaloi yose metisha kaben shechaberoi, a person would rather have his own fruits that he worked on, even though they're spoiled, more than be able to get 9 amounts of somebody else's, or else we're afraid that maybe the owner made these peris truma samaisers al makam achar. So therefore we can't sell them now because we're afraid maybe they are truma. Mishnah Zayin, Hamafkid Peres Eitzachaveroi. If somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch for him, he becomes a shomer on the peros. Hareze Yotzi Lo Chasronis. When the shomer returns it back to the owner, he has a right to deduct what was missing in between this time. In other words, like we'll soon see, Lachitim V'Loiris. Let's say you're watching a kur full of wheat or a kur full of rice. So then, tishas chatzoi kav and lakur. You have a right to deduct 9 halves of a kav. In other words, that's like 4.5 kavin from a kur. And Pashu said, because this much the mice eat up, so therefore it's not your fault. So therefore you have a right to deduct. And the Gemara asked the question, like, what's the question here? Whatever you have, just return. The Gemara says, we're talking about where the Shema mixed it up with his own wheat, and he does not know how much of it he used for himself. So therefore, when he has to return the kur back to the owner, he has a right to deduct 4.5 kabin, because that's how much normally gets lost within this time. Now, tisha, what about lasoirim v'ladoichin? Let's say you're watching barley, or ladoichin, or milt, then tisha's kabin lakur. Here, more gets eaten up, more gets lost, and then you have a right to deduct 9 kabs out of the kur. La kusman, let's say you're watching spelt, or the zera pishtin, you're watching the seeds of flax, sholos asorin lakur. You have a right to deduct, when the shomer returns it, he has a right to deduct 3 saw out of a kur. Now, hakur lufi amida, all this deduction depends upon how much you have. In other words, for every kur that you're watching, you have a right to deduct this amount. And hakur lufi azman, like once a year, you have a right to deduct this much. So if you're holding on to it for 2 years, you could deduct twice. Omer Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri says, "V'chima ichpas lohen liyakborin." What difference does it make to the mice whether you have a lot or a little? V'aloi oichlen ben har ben mehar ben mikima. Like the mice eat the same amount whether you have two or three kurs or whether you only have one kur. So therefore, rather Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri holds, "Elo." You only have a right to deduct for the loss of the first kur that you're holding. But if he only gave you two or three kurs, on the second and third you have no right to deduct, because the mice ate up what they won from the first kur. So the second and third was complete, therefore you have to return a complete kur to the owner. And the pshat from Tanna Kamma is that it's not only the loss that the mice eat up. The Gemara says, Tam, throughout the year, by moving it around here and there, it also gets lost, or it gets disintegrated, or some parts fall away. So therefore, even though you have a lot of kurim, still you have a right to deduct this much when the shomer returns it back to the owner. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hoysa midi meruba, if the owner gave the shomer a lot to watch, a big amount, then ainu moitzi lo chesronis. Then he does not take away, deduct the chesronis, what's missing. Bifnei shemaisiras, because he gains on the deal, it like blows up. And the Gemara says, we're talking about now in a case where he gave it to you he gave it to you in the summer, where then they're nice and small, and you're returning it now in the rainy season. In the rainy season, then we say they blow up a little bit. So therefore, to fill up the barrel, you don't have to put that many in to fill up the barrel. So therefore, you're gaining on the deal anyway. So therefore, you have no right to deduct for the chesronis, for what was lost, because how much was lost, you're gaining now the fact that you're returning it when the tefuah, when the wheat, let's say, blew up a little bit. So therefore, you fill up the barrel with less wheat than you really received. Therefore, you have no right to deduct for the chesronis. Mishnah Ches. Yoitzi lo ishtus lo yayin. If a shomer is watching wine, he has a right to deduct 1/6 of the barrel of wine. That's how much gets lost throughout the year. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chaimish. You have a right to deduct 1/5. And the Gemara says, there's no machlokes. The reason why he deducts so much is because a lot of this wine gets dissolved in the barrel. So Gemara says, one place that had barrels that dissolve much more, and the other place they smear it in with tar that doesn't dissolve so much. So that's the machlokes, whether really it's not a machlokes. It depends what type of barrels you have, how much of the wine really gets dissolved inside the barrel. So therefore, when the shomer gives it back, he has a right to deduct how much was dissolved in the barrel itself. Now, yoytzi loy shloishes lugin shem lemeya. If he has to watch 100 lugs of oil, he has a right to deduct the shomer 3 lugim from that. Why 3 lugim? Lugu machse shmorim. A lug and a half he has the right to deduct because of the shmorim, the sediments that usually fall to the bottom of the oil in between. So now when he's giving it back, he's giving back pure oil, so he has the right to deduct the lug and a machse that's on the bottom. And lugu machse bela. And a lug and a half of the oil dissolved inside the barrel. So that's how much the shomer has a right to deduct. Let's say the owner first gave the shomer pure oil to watch. There was no shomerim, no sediments involved. And a moitzi lo shomerim. Then when the shomer returns it, he has no right to deduct the shomerim. He has to return the complete oil. But the other part the other lugumachtze could deduct. The lugumachtze is supposed to have dissolved inside the barrel, that he has a right still to deduct. What about though, imhoya kankanim yishonim? Let's say you were using old barrels, so old barrels, they're already dissolved as much as they could. Now, when you put oil into it now, nothing gets lost in the barrel itself. So then, you have no right to deduct for what's supposed to be dissolved in the barrel, because no shemen was dissolved in this barrel. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af hamoicha shemen mezukah lechaveroi." Even if somebody is selling pure oil to his friend, kol yomais hashana, all year round, harayze mekabel olov loygo mechza shmorim lameya. The buyer has to like accept upon himself that when the seller gives him the oil, he's going to deduct one lugo mechza because of the shmorim. As even though I'm selling you pure wine, pure oil. But the pshat from pure oil is that you buyer have to accept upon yourself, like I'm giving to you pure, as if I took out the shmarim. So therefore I have a right to deduct a lugu machzah, and you only get, if you're buying 100 lug, you only get 98 and a half lugs of pure oil. You have to Mishnah test. Hamafkid chovies eitzach averoi. If somebody gives a barrel to his friend, a barrel of wine to his friend to watch, He becomes a Shar Mechinim. And V'lo yichadu lo ha-baylam okum. The baylam, the owner, did not specify a special place where to keep this barrel. Now V'tiltulo, let's say the Shemer on his own takes it and moves it and takes it to use it for himself. Like it becomes like a shlichas yad on it, v'nishpru, and then it breaks. So it depends. Im itoich yod nishpru, if it broke when he's still holding on to it, so litzor koi chayiv. If he took this barrel for his own sake, for his own use, like he's like a shlech boyad, so he's like a ganef, and he's chayiv if it breaks now, even if it breaks b'yoynis. But litzor koi, let's say when he first picked it up, he didn't take it amanas legoizlo, or to use it for himself, but he picked it up for the purpose of the barrel itself. Let's say it wasn't in a good place. He had to move it to be in a better place to watch it. So then Potter. That is a regular Shomer. And since it was a Nishbro, like Ba'onis, so he's Potter. But Imi Shehenicho Nishbro, let's say after the Shomer put it down again, then it broke. So then Aloha is Bein Letzor Koi, Bein Letzor Ko Potter. Whether the Shomer first picked it up for his own sake, for his own use, he was a Shlech Boyad. Still he's Potter. Or whether he picked it up just for the sake of the barrel, for the owner, then for sure he's potter. And here the pshat is, because the Gemara says, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds loy bin and das bailin. When you want to make a chazorah, hashavah, you do not have to tell the owner, just put it back in his place, in his rishus. So here the shomer, he's watching it for the owner. When the shomer puts it down, that's considered a hashavah, he returned it to the owner. Since his rishus is rishus bailin, therefore he's potter. Now the Sefer says, what's going to be yichadu lo ha-baylam okam? Let's say the owner specified a place where you have to leave the barrel. Now again, v'tiltu lo v'nishpura. The Shomer takes it, moves it, and it breaks. So now, ben mitoch yodoy u'ben mishenichoy, nichoy. Here the Sefer says, even after the Shomer puts it down, either he's holding it still in his hand, or even after he put it down, still, litzor koi chayif. If he picked up this barrel for his own sake, he was like a shlech boyad, he's called a ganef. Then he's chayiv, even though he puts it down, still he's chayiv. Letzor ka potter. But if he took it for the sake of the barrel, then he's potter. He wasn't in the shleich boyad. Since the broke at the end, machmasoinus, he's potter. And the Gemara asked her for a steer with the ratio to the sefer. The ratio says when you put it down, you're potter, because it's called ashova. Sakam and the sefer, even after you put it down, still you're chayiv. So Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara says, true, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva. And the other man, the other man asked, no, the Rabbi Yaakov says that the Mishnah sefer, the Mishnah means that you did not put it back in the place where you were supposed to. And the sefer is talking about yichad olo habayla mokum. The owner specified a place where to keep it. So therefore, kolzaman, you don't put it back to that place, it's not called ashava. That's why you're still chayiv in the sefer. But enachnam, if you would have put it back to the place, then you would be potter. Mishnah Yud. Ha-mafkid moise tzachaveroi. If somebody gives his friend money to watch for him. Sararon ve'evshilon yachurav. Now the shomer takes it and ties up the money and throws it on his back and he's walking down the road. And that's the way he walks with the money, holding off, folding over his back. Or else he gives it over to his own son or own daughter that are ketanim, that are kids, to watch it. Or else v'noyal b'fneim shloi karo, he locked the door, but not well. He did not make a good shmir in these three cases. So chayiv, if something happens to it, he's chayiv. Shloi shoma kederach hashomrim, he's called the pasheya. He did not watch it the way a shomer is supposed to. And you don't watch something folded over your back. Somebody can steal it. You have to hold it in your hand in front of you to watch it at all times. And pshita given to your kids is not a good shmira. Who are then, if you didn't close the door, it's not a good shmira. But if you watch it the way regular shomer is supposed to, and then it was nignevo yovdu, so your potter, if you're a shomer chinam, your potter agneva of yalaveda. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafkid moitzei shoshochoni. If somebody gives money to a shochoni, that's a money exchanger. You gave him your money to watch for you. He became a shomer for you. So now a money exchanger, we know, likes to use as much money as it could. So therefore it depends. In Tzerurim, if when the owner gave it over to the shomer, the shochoni, to watch, it was tied up in a bag, then lo yishtamash behen. Then the shochoni, the shomer, has no right to use it. The fikach, therefore, he's only a regular shomer chinam, and therefore mavdu ein chayi bach yusin. If it gets lost, he's potter, he's not chayi bach yusin, he's potter magnebe v'yaveda. What about the mutarin? Let's say when the owner gave it over to the shochoni, the money was not tied up, but just untied, it was open. So then yishtamish ben, then the shochoni, the shomer, has a right to use it. Like since the owner knows he's giving it to a shochoni, and most probably the shochoni is going to want to use it, and you did not tell him no, or you did not tie it up, so that shows that you're giving him permission to use it. The fikur, therefore, if it gets lost, he's chayiv bach yusin. And the Gemara Tzumach Leikis, if you only become a Shoyma Sochar, or you even become a Shoyma Shoal, since you have a right to use it, it's like Kol Anor Shaloi, so then you'd even be Chayiv Anointin also. This is a Machleikis in the Gemara. Yeah. That's what Mishnah says, the Mod, the Chayiv B'Chayusin. Yeah. Now what's going to be Eitzel Balabayis? Let's say somebody gives his money to a regular Balabayis to watch for him. Then we say bein tsrurin or bein mutarin, whether the money was tied up or the money was untied, lo yishtamash ben, that a regular balabas has no right to use somebody else's money, and most probably the owner did not give it to him that he could use it, so therefore he's not allowed to use it. The figure, therefore, mavdu en chay bach yusin, if it gets lost, like you're only a shem chinam, therefore you're potter on geneva v'aveda. What about hachenveni? Let's say somebody gives the storekeeper or the owner money to watch. You make him into your shomer. So Kabbalah Bayis, Divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you give the money to a storekeeper, it's like giving it to a balabas, that he has no right to use it, whether it's tsururin or mutarin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, hachen v'ni kishachoni. You know, if you give your money to a storekeeper, he has the same aloch like a shachoni, like a money exchanger. Because the storekeeper also has to use the money a lot. So min astam, if you give it to him open, you mean he could use the money. Now Mishnah Yud Beis. Hashleach yad bepikodin. If somebody's a shomer, you're watching somebody else's pikodin, somebody gave you something to watch, whether it's money or whether it's a barrel of wine, and now the shomer himself was shleach boyad. He went and took it to use it for himself, so he's called like a gazlin. So Beshama, Yom Beshamai says, Yilke bechoser uvayoser. The shomer, the gazlin now loses out, and he has to pay whether it's less or whether it's more. And the Gemara, it's a big machloikas, exactly what does this mean? And the maskonas of Gemara is whether the price goes up or the price goes down. Let's say you stole the chayfas, the barrel of wine, at the time you stole it, it was worth $5. And then at the time you return it, like at the time when they catch you, it should have been worth $10. So therefore you have to pay back the $10. Let's say at the time you return it, it's only worth $2. So then we go to Churm and say, no, you have to pay $5 the way it was when you stole it. Beisilla says, "Keshas haitzo." No, you always pay the way it is. Peshas, you stole it. Peshas haitzo. It's time you took it out of the base of Ilam. And we always say that kol hagazlonim meshalmim keshas gzeila. And one man, the Gemara says, the machlokes is about shvach hagzeila. Let's say you steal, or let's say a sheep, and then by the gazlin, it grows wool. Who keeps that wool? So this Rabbi Beis Hillel says the gazan has the right to keep the wool, and Mashami says no, the wool goes back to the owner. That's called shvach gezela is the machlokes. Now Rabbi Kiva says keshas atfiya. No, the gazan has to pay how much is worth at the time when they catch him in Beis Din. And he dashes a pasuk like this that says la sher huloi yitinenu biyom hashmosai. Mashma, the day of the hashmosai when Beis Din is mechayiv you, when Beis Din catches you, that's the you have to pay how much is worth at that time. Now, ha'choshev l'shleich yad b'pikodin, let's say the shomer just thinks in his mind that he wants to use it for himself. He didn't do it yet. He just thinks about doing it. So b'shama yomrim chayiv. B'shama says, for machshav alone, you become a gazlan, that you chayiv, that it becomes in your rishus, and you chayiv anointsin. Well, b'sul yomrim, no, ein oi chayiv. You're not chayiv with machshava, at sheyishlech bo yad, until you actually use it. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Im loisholach yodim lechas riyayu." If you did not take it from your friend, mashma shlichas yad means the shomer has to take it and use it for himself. Ketzad, what's the case over here? Vav yichay b'shlichas yad. So he toes hachavis. If you just tilt the barrel of wine, v'not lemen a revius, and you pour out a revius of wine, you take for yourself. V'nishbru, and then the barrel breaks. Einu mishal another revius. You only have to pay for the revius that you took. The rest of the barrel, even though you wanted to take it, but you did not take it yet, and you did not make a kinyan yet, just tilting it is not called a kinyan. Since you did not make a kinyan, you did not make a meshich or agbor, therefore you're not chayiv on the rest of the barrel. What about higbiyah? Let's say you picked up the whole barrel, so you made a kinyan on this barrel. V'not lemen rubis, and you only took a little bit, and this is the chiddush shlichas yad, that you made a kinyan on the whole thing, but you only took a little bit of it. V'nishpura, and now the barrel breaks, Mishalom de Mekula. You have to pay the value for the whole barrel. That's the Chiddush HaShlichas Yad. That when you use even a little bit of it, so that's called the Chosel, like you're Mechasa, a little bit of it, for that alone you're Chayiv on the whole thing. The Shlichas Yad, you're Chayiv for the whole thing, if you're Mechayiv the Tanoim of Shlichas Yad. Dr. Perek Dalet. Mishnah says, HaZohov Koines HaKesef. With a golden coin, you could buy silver coins. But for Yakesev, silver coins, ain't a coin as azov, you cannot buy golden coins with silver coins. Now the pshat for the Mishnah is, we know when you want to buy something, the kinyan kesef, when you pay for it, there's no kinyan. By metaltlim, if you want to buy things that move, utensils, so the kinyan is only mashicha, you have to move the object itself. Just by paying for it, the kinyan kesef is not chal. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish says it's midiraisa by metaltlim. The kinyan is mashicha, v'kona miyada misecha, and there's no kinyan kesef money by metaltlim. Rabbi Yochanan holds no that midiraisa, if you pay for utensils, there is a kinyan of kesef just paying for it, even though you don't make a mashicha on it. It's only midirabonin that we say there's no kinyan kesef. Because of Gzera, Shema Yisra for Chitecha B'Yaliya, that maybe after the Lakeach pays money for it, then if there'll be a fire in the Moichah's house, he won't care about taking care of that wheat. He'll figure, listen, I sold it already, it's not mine, he won't care to take care of it. So therefore, Midrabbanan, we say that even though the Lakeach paid money for it, it still belongs to the Moichah, until the Lakeach makes a Mashiach, takes that out of his house. Therefore, up until then, the Moichah will watch over it. So now, our Mishnah is teaching us what's called money and what's called peiros. So here, hazov, if you want to buy silver coins is the main currency. That's the money that you use to buy with. So therefore, if you want to look at a golden coin against the silver coin, we consider the silver coin the real money, and the golden coin is not called money. The golden coin is called like peiros, like metaltlim. Therefore, with metaltlim, you could make a kinyan mishicha. So if razov, koines akesef, if I give you gold coins for silver coins, so as soon as you accept the gold coins, you make a kinyan mishicha on the gold coins, that's called you a coin of the coins, and now, but teres chalipin, I deserve to get back the silver coins. But the opposite way, if I give you silver coins for the gold, so silver gold is called like money, so money is not koina the zov, it's not koina metaltlim. So that's called the hakesef, if I give you real money, the silver coins, ain't a koina sa zov. With silver coins, you cannot be koina gold coins, because gold coins is called like metaltlim, and metaltlim is not nikna the kesef. What about hanachoshes, so copper coins? So coin as a kesef, again, against the silver coin, nachoshes is not called coins. Nachoshes is called like metaltlin. Therefore, if you make if I give you copper coins, and as soon as the moicher accepts it and makes a mashicha on it, he's coin of the copper coins, automatically I'm coin of back the kesef of the silver coins. But if I want to buy copper coins, and I'll pay you silver coins, money, there it's no good. The hakesef, silver coins, ain't no coin as a nachoshes. You cannot buy copper coins with silver coins because silver is called money, and again, money is not kona. By metaltlim, moyes is not kona. Now, moyes, haroyes, koines ayofis. If you have bad coins, let's say the malchus said you can't use them anymore, they got rubbed off already, so that's not considered like currency, that's not called money. That's considered again like peiros, like metaltlim. Therefore, if you want to buy good coins and you pay right now with these bad coins, so it's metaris peiros, so as soon as the moicha makes a kinyan mashicha in the peiros, he's kind of the peiros, then metaris kinyan chalipin, like you get back the yofus. So moyes haroyes with bad coins, koines hayofus. You could buy the good coins, the real money. But the opposite way, no. The hayofus, if you want to pay with good coins, with real money, einam koines haroyes. With that, you cannot buy the bad coins. A simon is also a coin that has no tsura, has no picture on it. So again, it's not called real currency, it's not called real money. So koines hamedbeya. You could use that to be kind of real coins with it. Again, asimon is called like metaltlim, like peiros. Therefore, as soon as he makes a mashiach of the asimon, the teres chalipin, like the teres eschaivus, he's nikna back to you the matbeya. But the matbeya, if I want to pay you now with good coins to buy the asimon, ain't a kind of asimon. You cannot acquire the asimon because again, money is not kona metaltlim. Hametaltlim koines hametbeya. Here's the yisod of the Mishnah. If I give you metaltlim, then I could acquire back a matbeya. As soon as you're koina the metaltlim, so right away with the mashicha, some metaltlim, it's koina back to me the matbeya. But that's the opposite way. No, if I give you money, money is not a good kinyan. I do not get back the metaltlim. This is the klal, the general rule of our Mishnah. As long as it's not called money, it's only called peiros or metaltlim, they make a kinyan like one against the other. As soon as I give you one and you make a meshicha on it, automatically I'm kinyan back the other one. And the Chorot works, but there is a kinyan chalipin. As soon as you receive one, so mach mezeh, you have a schaivis, give me back the other one, right away I have the other one. So kitzur, this is the side of the Mishnah, that kesev has no kinyan, but metaltlim, or the money that's not in currency, that has a kinyan against the kesev, which is called the main currency. Now Mishnah base. Ketzad, what's the good kinyan by schar? If you want to sell things, what's called the good kinyan? So, Moshachemenu Peiris. If you make a kinyan meshicha, you delakeach, you want to buy Peiris, this bunch of apples, and he draws the apples to himself. Even though he did not give him any money yet, he cannot retract. Because kinyan meshicha, that's the kinyan. Once you made a kinyan, it's yours, you can't retract. What about the opposite way? Nosan Leimois, you gave him money. For Le Moshachemenu Peiris, and you did not pull the Peiris to yourself. You did not make the kinyan meshicha, then yochol achzabot. You could retract, like we said before, just by giving money from a taltlim, midirabbanan or midiraisa, there's no kinyan. Avol amru, but it was said that the Chum said, mishe pora meyan shedor hamabol midor aflogo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that paid back the punishment to the Dor HaMabul and to the Dor HaFlogo, who ostered li pora, HaKadosh Baruch himself will come and give you back punishment, memi she'eno emet b'diburoi, to a person does not hold his words. In other words, even though when you paid money, the money is not kono, but you said you would buy it, and the Meicher said he would sell it to you. So if any one of the two want to retract, it's called a Misha Pora. With the Rabbanin, you get a curse, the Rabbanin give you this curse, it's not nice to go back on your words. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shakesev biyodoi, yodo al helyoina. Shimon holds no, that the one that's holding on to the kesev, onto the money, his hand is above. In other words, let's say the lokeach already gave the money to the meicher. The meicher has the money. Now the meicher, if he wants to retract, he could retract. But if he wants not to retract, then the lokeach cannot retract anymore. It's only midirabbanan that's not kono. So rabbanan only made a takono, like for the one that's holding on to the money. He has the right to retract if he wants to. But the other one, the lokeach, does not have a right to retract. If the moicher that has the money ready does not want to retract, Rabbi Shimon holds the lokeach cannot retract. However, we do not pass like Rabbi Shimon, we hold like the Rechachomim, that both of them have the right to retract. As long as they only gave money, they did not make a meshicha yet, the kinyan is not chal, let it be midiraisa, let it be midirabbanan, but I call upon him, the kinyan is not chal, you have a right to retract. Mishnah Gimel. Ho ino, what's the side of ino, if you gyp somebody by a sale, we know the Torah says that you're not allowed to altoinu isha sechicha es ochiv, you're not allowed to gyp your friend, have any fraud here when you're selling. So how much of the sale is called a fraud, is called ino? So it says, arbo kesef me'eskrim v'arba kesef la'sela. If let's say something's worth 24 coins to a seller, if you charge more, 4 coins more than that, in other words, which is a shtus la'mekech, 1/6 of the sale, that's called arno, that's called fraud, that's you're not allowed to do. And the halacha of a shtus, 1/6 is like this. If you charge somebody 1/6 more than the object is really worth, so then still we say the mechir is chal. We're talking about you made good kinyanim here. It's only question, the meicher charged too much money for the object. It could even be the opposite way also, that the meicher received too little, like he sold it too cheap, and now he has charata. So if he sold it too high or too little, 1/6, the lachri is you have a right to ask back for that sixth. But that's all. The sale takes place. If you charge less than 1/6, then the lachri is it's called the mechila right away. The sale takes place and you can't get back the money. That's business. But if you charge more than 1/6, then the locher is bitul mekach. Then the locher is lokeach has a right to retract and take back the whole thing. But just by shtus, 1/6 exactly, there we say the mechira is chal. It's only a locher that he has the right to get back the 1/6 that he was gypped. And we'll soon see exactly who was gypped and how long you have to receive back your money. So Mishnah says, Ad mosai mutal hachzer. Let's say the lokeach was gypped. Lakeach paid, instead of paying 24, he paid 28, he paid 4 more, or shtus more. So until how long could Lakeach come back and complain and say he wants back those $4? Ad kidei sheyara la tagor or lekroivoy, until he goes home and shows it to another merchant, or shows it to his relatives. Whereas when he comes home and shows them what he bought, and he tells them the price he paid, so right away they'll tell him you paid too much. So right away he knows he paid a shtus more. See, if he cares about it, he'll come right back to complain and ask back for the money. If he does not come right back, we say then he's mochel. He doesn't care about himself, he's mochel. Therefore he can't come back later to complain it, to collect it. All right, a turnover. Now this is the way the Chum hold, that you have the shear, could only take, let's say, an hour or two, until you show it to a tagger or a kroivai. But Hoira Rabbi Tafrin Balud, Rabbi Tafrin and Lud gave an upsak, he taught them there, his halacha was, Hoino Shmoino Kesef Lasela. Shlish Lamekach. Rabbi Tafrin Shitari, that Hoino is one third. That's called 8. Like out of 24, it's only one third. That's Rabbi Tafrin Shita. So when the merchant heard this, v'somchu tagre lud, the merchants then felt very happy. They felt they can make more profit now. Up until the third, we'll let them make profit. Omalehim, but then Rabbi Tafrin said another chiddush, that kol hayom mutar laharzer, that the lokeach has the right to retract, to ask back for the anor the whole day. Not only like the Chum say, Ad Kadesh Shiyira Letagra Lekroivoy, which is maybe only a few hours, but they said no, they have the whole day to retract. So when the Tagrim heard this, Omrullah, they said back, Yaniach Lon Rabbi Tafrin Bimkamenu. Let's leave alone Rabbi Tafrin in our place. In other words, let's not paskin like him, we'll paskin better like the Chum said. V'chozru L'divrei Chumim. They held better what the Chum said. In other words, according to the Chumim, it was the Lekeach. When he gets gypped a sixth, he only has a right to retract. He has it back for the money if he comes back within the hour or two. But once he goes home and he has time to show it to another merchant and he doesn't come back, we say it's a mocha right away. So the Targum felt happy that the lakeach won't come back so fast. But according to Rabbi Tafan, the lakeach has a whole day to come back. Then they felt for sure he will come back and he has back for the anor. So they weren't so happy with his psak. They would rather have the psak of the chachamim. Mishneh Dalet. Echad ha-lakeach v'echad ha-moicher yesh le-moino. Whether it's the lakeach that he paid too much, or whether it's the moicher that he received too little, is yesh le-moino, they have the loch of eino, that if it was a sixth difference, so they have a right to come and claim it back. Now, kishem sho'eino le-hedye, the same way there's a pasha of eino, when you sell something to a private person, kach oino le-tager. The same thing when you sell it to a merchant, there's also a pasha of eino. He could also be gypped. That a sixth he starts returning to him. Rabbi Yudah says, ein eino letager. No, there's no pasha of eino by a tager by a merchant. That means if the merchant himself sells it at a cheaper price, that he himself loses out, we say for sure he realized it, and he was mech of the money. Therefore, he can't come and claim it back later. Now, Mi Shehutal Olav, whoever got gypped, whoever has the right to come and complain and ask for the Yono, the six back, is Yodo Al Hel Yono. His hand is above. This Mishnah goes according to Yudah Nasi Shita that holds Rots Oimaloi. Let's say the Lakeach got gypped and paid too much. He paid a sixth more. So therefore he has the right to come back and say, Ten Li Moisai, I want it to be a bit La Mekach here. I want to abolish the sale and I want my money back. Or else I'll be right to say no, I want the sale to go through, just pay me back the money, the extra money that I gave you. And halacha, we do not hold like this Mishnah. We hold if the jip was only a sixth, so then the mechira is always chal, you can't retract on the mechira, it's only you have a right to come and claim back the sixth, the extra sixth that you had to pay. Mishnah hey, kama te haselo chasero v'loy yehei bo eino. In other words, just like we had before, there's a case of fraud of eino when I sell you something. The same thing by coins. If like I want to pay you or give you a coin, a seller, and it, let's say it's rubbed out, it's missing part of the seller, so how much of this coin that's still rubbed off missing, I have a right to give it to you for this value, and it's not called eino. So Rabbi Meir says, Arbo Isorin, four Isorins to a seller, which is 1/24. Which is also an Isser dinner. 1/24 of a dinner is an Isser. That's called Oino by coins. The Gemara explains that by a coin a person is more makbid, therefore even a smaller amount, only 1/24, is also called a no. Rabbi Yudi says, Arba pundoyis, it's 4 pundonius to a seller, which is 1/12, or else punyid la dinner, which is 1/12 of a dinner. Rabbi Shimon says, no, shemarna pundoyis, 8 pundoyis to a seller, which is 1/6, or else shnei pundionis la dinner, 2 pundionis to a dinner, which is 1/6 of the dinner. Thus Rabbi Shimon holds there's no difference between coins and between a sale of utensils. Just like over there we say by a sixth, that's where it's called a no. Here also, if I give you a coin for this value, when we find out it's rubbed out, it's missing part of it, if it's missing the sixth of it, then we say you have a right to complain and say you want another coin back. Now, if you got the wrong type of a coin, the Mishnah Vav says, Ad Mosai Mutl Hachzer, until how long do you have a right to come and complain back to the Shechani, the one that gave you this coin, and exchange it? So, Bakrochem, if you live in the city, Ad Kadei Sheyar LeShechani, until you go home and show it to your own money changer. Ulak Forum, if you live in the village, Ad Arve Shabbosis, there aren't any money changers there, so there you have a right to wait until Erev Shabbos. Then you used to go down to the Shuk to buy things, and there you could tell whether people will accept it or not. Yemhoya Makira, let's say the one that gave this coin away to the other person realizes it, and recognizes it now, that it's taking his coin that he gave him. So then the Gemara says, Mishum Milsa de Chasidus, Afil Liyach Hashnei Masa Chodesh, even if it's after a year, still Mekabla Himenu. Mishum Milsa de Chasidus, you should accept it from him and give him back another coin. But Vienli Olivella Tarumais, let's say the person, the Moicher, or the one that gave the coin, does not want to be a Chasid, he does not want to accept it and change it, so then the other person only has the right to have complaints against him, but not Mikaradin. Mikaradin, since he waited more than the week, he it's like Mechila, so the one that gave it doesn't have to exchange it. Now, Vinoisno Lamaisa Sheni, if you have this type of a coin, even though it's rubbed out and missing some of its weight, still you could use it to be paid the Maisa Sheni on it. Vienechosh, you don't have to be afraid about it. Sheno Elo Nefesh Ro. Because the person that doesn't accept this type of money for currency is like stingy. He's like a nefesh ruah. So therefore, really, it's called money. And therefore, you have a right to be paid the maaseh sheni on it. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Oino, arba kesef. Like we had the Mishnah before, the side of oino is 1/6. That means 4 out of 24, which is 1/6. That's the parsha of oino. When you want to have a shayla of moed b'miksas ha'tayna, when I complain to Beis Din, you owe me money, and you agree to half of it, so halacha is v'ha'tayna shtei kesef. I have to at least ask for you from 2 kesefs worth of money. For Yehoidon, he has to admit at least shava pruta. In such a case, there's a halacha of moed b'miksas. Now, chomesh pruta saying there are 5 different halachas that have the halacha at least with a pruta. Ha'hoidon shava pruta, like we just learned. By a case of moed v'miksas, you have to admit to at least a shava pruta's worth of the money that I'm asking for. For your isha miskadesh of shava pruta, you could marry your wife with a shava pruta as kesef. For hanen b'shava pruta min a hegdish mol, if somebody has enjoyment from hegdish worth a shava pruta, for that alone he's over the yisamila. In other words, by being nena having enjoyment from hegdish, it's like a gezel dikalocha, and gezel yichayiv for shava pruta. For hamoitzi shava pruta chayiv lahachris, if somebody finds an aveda that's worth a shava pruta, there's a mitzvah hashava. You have to announce it that you found it. If somebody steals from his friend worth a shava pruta, v'nishpaloi, and then he swears, no, he did not steal it from him, and then he admits it, says a special loch of yelechenu achra afilu lamadai. You have to go after him, even though it means to go to madai. So even though you only stole a shava pruta, still you have this chumadig aloch that you're yelechenu achra of afilu lamadai. The Mishnah Ches, Chamisha Chum Shehen. There are 5 different halachas that you have to pay back an extra 5th. Hoichal Truma, if a Zar, a regular Yisrael, eats Truma b'shoigeg, he has to pay back to the Kohen the Demei Truma, and he has to add a 5th. Ul Truma Smeiser, if a Zar eats from a Levi, the Truma Smeiser that he set aside to give a Kohen, he also has to pay back the Truma and a Chemish. Ul Truma Smeiser Shol Demai, even though it's only from the parish of Borof and Amoritz, that it's only with the Rabbanon, still it has the Chumra Kain Diraisa, that if a Zar eats from this Truma Smeiser, he has to pay back an extra 5th also. Fiha chala fezarit from chala. Chala is considered like truma, so you have to pay back to the koyin to demei chala and a chaymish. Vahabikurim of Yisrael eats from the bikurim b'shoigig. This also has a loch like truma. He has to pay back to the koyin the demei bikurim, and he has to add on a fifth. Now, is mois of chaymish in all these cases, he has to add on a fifth. Fiha poida neta ruvai umaisa shilain umaisa sheni shiloi is moisef chaimish. If you poida your own neta ruvai, the pears that grow the fourth year when you're in your of this growth, or else maisa sheni, that if you poida it, so you have to get on an extra fifth. Ha poida sagadeshai, if somebody was marked as something to hegdish, and now he himself wants to buy it back, wants to be poida off hegdish, is moisef chaimish. He has the loch, he has to get on an extra fifth. Ha'nene b'shavaprutim and hegdish, if somebody's over the yisamila, that b'shoigig he has enjoyment from hegdish, worth a shavapruta, halacha is a mois of chaymish, when he pays back, he has to add on a fifth. Fi ha'goizel es chavera shavapruta v'nishpaloi, if somebody steals from his friend, at least worth a shavapruta, and then he denies it, and he swears false that he did not take it, and then he admits, halacha is a mois of chaymish, he has to add on a fifth, he has to pay back the keren, a chaymish, and a korban asham gzeles. Mishnah Tes, Eilu Dvorim Shein Lehemano. These are the things that we do not have the loch of. I know if you sell something and you charge a sixth more, still it's okay. Ho Avodim, if you sell an Eved Kenani, Fi Hashtoris, if you sell a shtar, that's only your Raya proof, it's not the Guf Emomin, Fi Akakois, real property, since it's not Metalpil, it's not Dovra, Nikne Miyad Liyad, there's no Pasha Veino by Karkon. If you sell something to Hegdish, Hegdish buys something off you, there's no parasha of Oino, because it says Akon Miyada Misecho, only by another Yisrael, not by a Hegdish. Now, Ein Lohen, all these things, Tashlume Kefil, there's no parasha of Kefil if you steal something from Hegdish, because, or else if you steal Avodim or Shtoros or Kakois, since it's not a Dovra Metaltel, it's not Gufi Momin, you do not have to pay an extra, you don't have to pay Kefil. And therefore the Mishnah goes on, and v'loy tashtu mi'abov v'chamisha, who adin, if it's a shor of Hegdish that you are stealing, and you make a tficha mechira, you potter from dal v'hei. And the svar is, since you potter from kefil, automatically there can't be a dal v'hei. We always say dal v'hei, and not gimel v'dalad. Shoy mechinim, if you're shoy mechinim for Hegdish, or else on avodim, shtoros and kakois, ein la nishpa, you do not have to swear to free yourself. That there's no parsha of shoy mechinim on these halachis. And the same thing, v'noisei socher, einu mishalim. If v'noisei socher, shoyma that got paid for working, for watching it, and then it was nigna v'ayavdu, was stolen or lost, that usually a shoyma socher is chayiv to pay. On these things, as a mir takro, he's potter from paying. If you're a shoyma socher of Hegdish, or else you're shoyma socher in Avodim, Shtoros and Kakois, you're potter, you do not have to pay back. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Kodeshim shuchai b'chriyuson. If it's a korban, like you said, harei olai, that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilo no matter what. Even if this one gets lost, still you have to bring another one. That's called you have a chiyuv b'chriyus. Then yesh lemano. That's called shaloi. And therefore, if you sell it to somebody, there will be an iser oino. You can't sell it more a sixth. If it's kochim that you said harezu that you're not chayibach rayis, then the lochur is ain lehem ayno. Then there's no pasha v'no. It's not called miyadam isecho. There's no pasha v'no. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-moicher sefer Torah b'heinu magolius ain lehem ayno. If somebody sells a sefer Torah, there's no pasha v'no. Like the Gemara explained, because the sefer Torah is ain locates, there's no end to how much it's worth. Therefore, as much as he charges you for it, it's worth it. The same thing, Behemo Magolius, we're talking about that somebody needs another Behemo to mate his Behemo, or else he needs a pearl to mate the pearls that he have already, so to him it's worth as much as you charge him. Therefore, there's no Pasha of Eino. Omru Loi, the Chom argued and said back, Loi Omru Elo, Eseilu, no, it was only said the things that we said in the Mishnah. Only by Kakoyish, Tarosun Avod, Mohegdish, there's no Pasha of Eino. But these things, there is a parasha of Eino, even though it's worth a lot, but you have no right to charge a sixth or more. Mishnah Yud. Kishem Shoino B'Mekach Omemkar. The same way we learned the loch is when you sell something or buy something, you can't have any fraud, you can't jip him a sixth or more. Kach Oino B'Dvorim. The same thing when you speak to your friend, you're not allowed to hurt him with words. But the Pasuk says, Loitonu ish es amisa v'yureisim elokecho, and Rudashina means, I know his devorim, not to hurt him with words. That means lo yoyim lo not supposed to say to him, bekama chayfet zu, you can't go into a store and say, how much do you want for this item? Vueina roi talikach, and you have no intentions of buying it. You're like just hurting the person, like you're giving them good hopes that maybe you buy it, and you have no intentions of buying it. That's called a noyes devarim. Your words are like fooling him. Him hoya about tshuva. If the person was about tshuva, lo yoimelo, you should not say to him, sechor masecha rishonim, remember those actions, those bad actions you did before. Him hoya ben gerim, if he's the son of a ger, lo yoimelo, you're not supposed to say to him, sechor maisa vasecha, remember the bad actions your father did. Shinema, the posik says, there's a special posik by a ger, that the posik says, v'ger lo yisaynu v'lo yisachotzenu. You should not hurt him with words or oppress him. There's a special love. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein ma'orvin peiros paperos. If you are selling fruits and you're telling people, these are the apples or these are the wheat from my field, you're not allowed to mix in fruits from a different field. Because you're like duping the person. This is an issue of Gnevas Das. If you're telling them if they think it's all coming from one field, you're not allowed to mix in peiros from another field. Afilu chadoshim bechadoshim. Even though the other field is also new crop. And we ain't for sure enough to tell me chadoshim b'yishonim. Like if people think they're buying older crop, last year's crop, which is better off for people, they want to eat it right now, it's better, you can't mix it in from this year's crop. Because for sure you're fooling the people. B'yemes, really it was said that b'yayin hetiru lo'orev kosher barach. When you're selling wine, if you're like selling, you know, not such strong wine, you're allowed to mix into it stronger wine. Mivnei shum ashbicha, it only makes it better. It's not called you fooling the people, you're only making it better for the buyer. Ne'ein ma'orvin shimre yain b'yain, you're not allowed to mix in the sediments of wine into other wine. I think where it says it means you can't mix in like yesterday's into today's. But today's alone you're allowed to, like the wine that you made and it has the pits and shells in it, that you're allowed to sell with the wine. Just yesterday's wine, the shmarim, you can't sell with today's wine. That's which means avonaisim la yeshmarav, but you're allowed to sell them today's the sediments of this wine itself. You're allowed to sell. That's called part of the wine. Mishen is orev mayim b'yena. If somebody had water mixed into his wine, so lo yimachrenu b'chanus. You're not allowed to sell this wine now in the store and like tell people that it's pure wine. Elim came hoidiyu, unless you notify the people to tell them clearly it's diluted wine. Otherwise, it's gneivas das. They think they're buying pure wine and you're not selling them pure wine. Now, v'loy letav, you're not allowed to sell it to a wholesale man, afal pi shaydil, even though you notify him that this wine is diluted. Shu'enu elo l'ramos boy, because when he's going to sell it to other people, he's not going to tell the other people. So therefore, you're just going to fool the other people. So this is called U.R.B. Mesayel Advar Avera. You can't sell this diluted wine to the wholesale man. Now, mokim shenogu lahato mayim v'yayin, if the meaning of the mokim is that everybody knows the wine that's sold, or that you're selling, has water mixed into it, then yatil you're allowed to. You're not called fooling the people. That's the meaning of mokim. The Gemara says it depends. Whatever the meaning of mokim is, you're allowed to do. If the meaning is to put half water, you're allowed to put half. A third, a quarter, a quarter. Mishnah Yudbeis. Hatagar, that's a wholesale man, noitel michomesh gronois v'noisel atoich megurachas. He's allowed to like buy from five different fields, five different people, their wheat, and put it all together and sell it to people. Because everybody knows when you buy from wholesale man, he himself bought it from different people. The same thing, mechomesh gitois, you can buy from five different like gitois, that's the wine press where you make the wine. V'noisel atoich pita mech and put it into one big vat. Everybody knows if you're buying from a tagger, he bought his wine from a lot of different people. But you're not supposed to have kavana, but to do this. As if to mix in the bad stuff with good stuff. That people think you're selling them good, and you with kavana mixing in the bad, that's also you fooling the people. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yichalei kachen v'ni kolayis v'yagoizim latinoikis. A storekeeper is not allowed to give kids nuts or roasted wheat in order to make them be their customers. Because you're like causing them to leave other stores to come to you. So if you do, that's awesome. You're causing them to come to you. That's cool, like you know, you're dripping other people. You're taking away the panosa from other people. However, the chachomim matirim, the chachomim say, no, it's muta. Lalach, it's muta. The Gemara says the svar is because the chachomim say, like you could tell whoever feels bad, any other storekeeper, let them also give things to the kids. They could do the same thing I'm doing. They could publicize, advertise the same way I'm doing it. Therefore, there's no issa. Now, one storekeeper should not lower the price. Also, in order to make people come to buy by him, because he's taken away from other people. However, again, say no, you're worthy, it's a good thing you're doing. Because by you lowering the price, you'll just make other people also lower the price. You make it easier for people, that's a good thing that you're doing. Now, the Mishnah says, when you're selling beans, like, you're not allowed to clean out the beans, like take out the psalus and only sell the good part of it. Because for shteitzich, you're going to higher the price, and you may higher it too high. Divrei Abishol, that's what Abishol holds. However, v'chachomim matir, and chachomim say no, listen, as nice as you made it, you'll charge the money the way it's worth. It's not worth more money than the beans that has psalus inside it. It has the bad things inside it. So not afraid, you'll ship the people, you'll only charge it the way it's really worth. Now, Umaydim, they both agree, Shalay Yovor Miyapi Hamagura. If you have, let's say, this barrel full of beans, you should not just check out, clean the top layer. That people think the whole barrel is only clean beans, and really the whole bottom is dirty beans. So therefore, Shein Uela Kugain Vesayin, you're only like stealing a person's eye, which means that the Gnevas Das, you're fooling the person. You're not allowed to fool somebody. Ain mafach sechin lo yisodim. Not allowed to paint a person. In other words, Gemara says, talking about if he's selling an Eved Kenani, so he's not allowed to, if he's an older person, his beard is white, his hair is white, he's not allowed to dye his hair or his beard to make himself look young in order to get a better price. For lo yasebeim, if you have an animal also that doesn't look so nice, and not allowed to paint it up and make it look good to fool the people. Rosh, not allowed to blow him up and allowed to make his hair stick up to make him look fat. If you have an old jalopy kli, an old jalopy car, and not allowed to just paint it up to make it look nice and sell it to us a nice kli if it's really just an old one. That's all called Geneva's Das, you're gypping the person. Now we're up to Perakei. Eizeyu Neshech v'Eizeyu Tarvis. What's called Neshech, which means interest? I'm lending you money. I'm lending you $100. And I'm asking you back for 120. That's an issur d'oraisa of neshech of ribis. V'yezel tarbis, what's called tarbis ribis? And the Gemara explains that really, every time you lend somebody money with interest, you're over both lavim. There's a lav of neshech, and there's a lav of ribis in the Torah. However, the Mishnah, when it talks about tarbis, it means the issur d'rabbanin of ribis, which is through derech nekech u'memcha. By selling something. Here it's only Yosem Midirabonin, like we'll soon explain. Now the Mishnah says, Eizeyo Neshech, where is the case that it's Osem Midiraisa? What's the love of Ribis Midiraisa? That's a case of Hamalve Sela Bachamisha Dinrin. I lent you a Sela, which is worth 4 Dinrin, on the condition that you pay me back 5 Dinrin, which is Ribis. This is Osem Midiraisa. Because it's a derech halvo, it's a loan, and I'm making up right now ribis kitzutz, so you have to pay me back more than I lent you. And the aside of ribis is like I'm charging you money for the fact that I'm letting you use my money. That's awesome in your isa. Another case is sosayim chitim. I lent you 2 saws of wheat. Bisholosh, I'm going to ask that you pay me back 3 saws of wheat. Mevnei shu neshech, that's considered like you're biting. In other words, you're taking away from your friend more than you deserve. Then the Mishnah says, V'yezeil Tarbis, where's the case of Tarbis of Ribis? Again, what the Gemara explains, the Mishnah means now that's only Yosem Midirabonin, that it's not Derech Halvo, it's not a loan, but it's through Nekech Memcha, through a sale, that it's only called Avak Ribis, it's only Yosem Midirabonin. Now the case is, Hamar Bepeiris, if you receive more Peiris than you deserve. Ketzad, what's the case? Loka Chaymenu Chitim Bedinu Zov Hakur. That right now you paid the person, you paid the seller a dinar zov, which is 25 dinarin of kesef, for a kur. And v'chein hashar, this is the market price right now. Right now when you gave this person the dinar zov, when you gave him these 25 silver coins, which is worth a dinar zov, that's what a kur, that's what this bushel is worth. The market price now for a bushel of, let's say, wheat, is a dinar zov. So in other words, you gave the person your dinazov, Almanas said he'll pay you back later this kur of tfuah. And even though he does not have the wheat right now, but if that's the market price, so then the svar is when you give him the money, even though he doesn't have it, he could go right now and buy it. So therefore, even though later on the value of the wheat goes up, that later when he returns it to you, it's worth 30 silver coins, still it's mutah, because it's considered like it was Nisrabba, became worth more by you. Now the Mishnah says, Omdu chitim b'shloisha dinrin. Let's say later, when it comes to pay you the actual wheat, the price goes up and now a kur is worth 30 dinrin. So it comes out that you're receiving more than you really paid for. So the halacha is, this would be muta. Like we said, the svara, that since you gave him the money, and he could have bought it right then, so it's considered like your chitim became worth more. Now, Omaloi, you the buyer, tells the moicher, Tein li chita, I want to have my chitim now, give me my chitim, that's worth 30 dinrin, shani reitzel l'mochron, because I want to sell them, v'likach ben yayin, and I want to buy wine, I need wine now, I want to buy wine, that's worth 30 dinrin. So Omaloi, so the moicher tells you like this, I'll make up right now that the chitim, the wheat that I owe you, it's worth 30 dinrin. So it's like I owe you 30 dinrin. And he says like this, and listen, I'll eventually give you back wine worth 30 dinrin. And v'yayin ein loy, but right now the moicher does not have wine. Since he does not have wine, therefore this is also to do. Because we're afraid maybe later when you give him the actual wine, maybe then again the price will go up and it'll be worth 35. So consider that he gave you $30 and you're giving him back $35 worth of merchandise. So this is also midrabbanan, and it's like mechse karibis. Now, if he would have wine on hand, it'll be mutta. Because if he has wine right now, so he consider as if the wine belongs to you, and if it becomes more valuable, it like became more valuable by you. Here the problem is that first of all, you're not really giving him any money right now. So the pshat, he owes you wheat, and worth $30, so instead of him giving you the wheat, he's telling you that eventually I'll give you the wine. So right now, no money was given to him to buy the wine, and he does not have the wine. Therefore, it looks as if you're giving him $30 to get wine, and it's his wine, it's the moichas. The moicha doesn't even have it yet. So it looks later when he gives you the wine, if the price would go up then, it looks like you paid $30, and he's giving you back now $35. Why is he giving you back $35 worth of wine? Because it looks like aganatar. Because since you let him hold on to your money for this amount of time, therefore he's giving you back more than you really deserve. So this is called ribis midrabbanan. It's not ribis diraisa, because it's not a loan. I'm not lending you the money. I'm like buying the wine off you. But it's also midrabbanan, because it looks like ribis, because it looks like I'm buying $30 worth, and eventually you're going to give me $35 worth for the fact that I'll let you hold on to the money. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. This is called ribis midrabbanan. Now, Mishnah Beis, Hamalves Chaveroi, if you lend somebody money, like Ruvain lends Shimon money, so Loyode Bechatzer Chinam, the loiver is not allowed, the malve is not allowed to live in the loiver's house for free. Even though usually the klal is Zenene Bezeloi Chosser is Potter, even though if you sleep in somebody's house, afterwards you do not have to pay him for it. But over here, since you're the malve, you lend him money, if you sleep in his house, it looks like the reason why he's sleeping there is Machmas Ribis. So therefore it's also. And the same thing, v'lo yiskam yimena b'pochus. You're not allowed to rent money from him cheaper. V'lo yiskam yimena b'pochus. That he can't rent the house at a cheaper rent. Because why is he making cheaper for you? Only because you lent him money. So that's also considered like ribis. And the Mishnah says, v'nei shehu ribis, this also looks like ribis. Now the Mishnah says, mar b'mal aschar v'yein mar b'mal hamecher. You're allowed to make money on rent, but you're not allowed to make money on a sale. We'll soon see what this means. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say you're renting out your chotzer, you're renting out your house to somebody. And you tell the person like this, if you're going to pay me the money right now, I'll charge you 10 sloim the whole year. If you pay me now the rent for the whole year, I'll make it cheap for you, I'll only charge you 10 sloim. But v'yim shal chodesh b'chodesh, if you're going to pay me the rent after every month, then b'sela l'chodesh, I'm going to charge you a seller for each chodesh, which will come out to be 12 sloim throughout the whole year. So muta, then it's muta. And the Gemara explained, because we hold that schiris ain't schiris mishtalem es el l'psoif. Really, you only have to pay the money for renting the house at the end of the year. So therefore, the real price is a seller a month, 12 sloim the year. Just he makes up that if you give me the money right now, if you give it to me early, I'll make it cheaper for you. So therefore, that's not considered ribis. However, let's say I sell you my field
V'yomalo, and I tell you like this, im meyach shavata noisimli, if you give me the money right now, harei shalacho b'yelav zuz, I'll only charge you 1,000 zuz if you give me the money right now. But im lagurin, if you're first going to pay me after the time of the produce, when you sell your produce of the field, later on, that's when you first pay me the money, then b'shnei masa mana, then I'll make you pay me 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. So you're making to pay more. Also, that's also. And the reason is because by mecha, really, you're supposed to pay the money right now. So really, the value of this field is 1,000 zuz. Now, the reason why he's going to pay you later 12,000 zuz, or 1,000 zuz and 200, b'shnei masamonor, is because since you let him hold on to the money so long, he's going to charge you more, he's going to pay you more. So that's called aganota, that's called ribis, that's also midrabonin. It's not midraisa, it's not a real halvor, but I call upon him midrabonin, though this is mechsek ribis, therefore it's also midrabonin. All right, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.